You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, as we kick off hour number two. So great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here at Nightlight, Conrad riding shotgun. If you were the lead actor or actress in a romantic comedy, who would you want to play your co-star? That is tonight's Nightlight question of the night. We've had some outstanding answers so far. Matt Miller coming up a little later here in hour two. Right now, this is really fun for me. I've got the legendary actor Mike Starr here. He's been in over 300 films, TV credits too. He's done theater. He's an absolute treasure, and you've seen him in so many movies that you've probably forgotten about because he's in so many of them. The Bodyguard, Miller's Crossing, Dumb and Dumber, and Mike, I'll ask you about this one. Kill the Irishman.
Okay, can I first apologize? I know I did a lot of Chicago things. I do love Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I've had great experiences there, including being out for weddings and so many great times. And stayed out in Milwaukee and made special trips, not only with my wife, but also with friends out there, and was lucky to work. And I even have these friends that have a film show on the radio in Kenosha. And so I try to, I'm not competitors. It's all, we're all in this together.
That's right.
But, and was lucky enough to go to Lambeau Field.
And,
like that, and spend great times in Wisconsin.
Listen, so it's a great, I've lived in Chicago, LA, and Wisconsin. I loved them all, but Wisconsin, where I live now in Northeast Wisconsin, is the easiest place to live you will ever. It's like heaven. The people are nice. It's just easy to get around. Yes. There's enough culture. It's fantastic. So, but thank you for the nice words. I was about to ask you about Kill the Irishman, this movie that you were in that not a lot of people saw. I just watched it like 3 years ago. Was that a good experience?
It was tremendous. It was about Danny Green.
Yeah.
And
Cleveland gangster, right?
Irish. It was a longshoreman and originally from Ireland. It's a really interesting story. The book was written by who's now a police commissioner, I think, in the suburbs of Ohio. At least he was at the time when he gave me the book, and he had been a patrolman, I think, way back then. There were, I think, 35 bombings in 1973 between these wars they were having. And, you know, you look at the cast we had, and of course, Ray Stevens, we lost, who was originally, I think, from Northern Ireland and England. He was a wonderful, wonderful actor, and we lost him at a young age. And he had played the lead, and he was just spot on, perfect.
Great.
Just great to be around. And there's, you know, you see all the other characters in our man Vince D'Onofrio, and
great cast, yeah.
Chris Walken, and you see, so, and Steve Shrum. Geez, I'm just thinking of all the people that were on it, and some who are not with us anymore, Tony and.
Ray Stevens was great. You are like, let's talk about that, Mike. You and I want to get to Dumb and Dumber and Miller's Crossing and maybe even The Bodyguard. We'll see how we do here. But like you've been described, everybody I've talked to about you, or if I said Mike Starr's coming on the show, whatever, I said he is such a nice guy. He is one of the nicest guys you will meet in the entertainment business. For you, and you've worked with tons of people, who do you say that about?
Oh, Lord. Now you're going to get me in trouble if I start.
Give me two people.
So, okay, Gene Wilder. I'll pick people that aren't alive. So, I mean, how much? I'm thinking of so many. I mean, you know, I mentioned how nice Robert De Niro was to me, Dustin Hoffman, but John Lithgow. He got me work too.
That always helps.
Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos.
Oh yeah,
gotten me work a few times, and so many people. I was lucky enough to work with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick on Broadway, and a few other nice people.
Wow.
And geez, now I get nervous that I'm not going to say it's that cliche of who am I leaving out, but Gene Wilder was one of the most special people. You can't imagine. You couldn't wait to get to the set. We did these A&E mysteries. He wrote Agatha Christie style. We did a couple of those and special TV movies.
He's in Milwaukee. He was born in Milwaukee.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Oh, good. I finally
great
said
choice.
Oh, the stories he would tell. I'd ask him about young Frankenstein. Hey, John Candy was a drink to be around, you
That's
know?
That's right. You were an Uncle Buck. That's
Uncle
right.
Uncle Buck, the drunken clown, right? Please help.
What are your, like, you play a great tough guy, Mike. I've seen you play cops. Where does comedy rank? Like, when you get to play comedy, is that like a nice added bonus to your career, or is it tops on your list?
Oh, geez. I don't want to make a cliche. It's all the same to me, but it's funny. They all have their, it's just, you know, Peter Farrelly told me, and I think Jim Carrey was involved in the decision-making too, but Peter had said something that they wanted someone that had played these, you know, serious mob characters or whatever I was supposed to be. And it's funny, they, you know, and you see so many wonderful actors who got their start in doing stand-up, but they didn't want like a stand-up comedian. He said, one of them said, something, I don't know, you know, in that, but you see so many fabulous people who started in comedy or that we knew from comedy. And then you find out how wonderful they can be. But it's funny, some of only once or twice it would bite you if someone would say something like, but isn't he a comedian? How are they going to take him seriously as this character or the mob guy?
Interesting.
So, because if you did something that was popular, like Dumb and Dumber, not because of me, but it has such a following. It's outrageous internationally. I mean, people still talk of all ages. And that's so much fun. I mean, I don't like, I don't know what to say, because I love period pieces, and I don't know how to say it. I mean, there's some things that aren't comedies, and you get to be kind of a funny guy. Like in The Natural, I was kind of, you know, I improvised a few funny lines here and there, you know, thanks to Barry Levinson. And I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean,
I think you just did.
It's so great to make people laugh. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I knew, you know, you're rolling Dumb and Dumber. I knew every line at one point. Even when you come out of the restroom and you're like, feeling better, girls? Like, just everything you say to those guys is so funny. And it's such a scene.
It's written by them.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's performed well, too. And I feel like, you know, comedians should just act. Whether you're a comedian or whatever, the script is there.
Yeah.
That's the material. Just play it straight. And if it's funny, it's funny. But was that...
Yeah, whatever way you get there, as people say to me, you work at it. But
yeah,
it's a lot of the humor comes out of reality. I mean, you think of little things like in Goodfellas when Joe Pesci, after this terrible killing, he says, make that coffee to go, you know.
Right.
And it would lie in The Godfather. You know, a lot of times humor comes out of that. And then there's different styles, of course, of comedy. And being on Dumb and Dumber was just the toughest part, was to keep a straight face when I'm either supposed to be angry or dying or whatever. And these surprises come from Jim and Jeff, you know. And the Farrelly brothers tell me things about my guy Fred Stoller when I first met him with the phone booth.
Oh, he's great.
And he's just really hysterical, and he's a wonderful writer. He wrote, I know that he was on Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, but he also wrote on Seinfeld too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Fred did a lot of stuff.
Great comic. And
he's been in touch with me.
And a great part. I mean, I forgot about the phone booth scene in Dumb and Dumber. That's classic. What was it like? Like, we talked about Miller's Crossing a little bit in our text exchange the other day, and you sounded excited to talk about that. What was it like working with the Coen brothers and Gabriel Byrne and Albert Finney in this great cast?
Oh, man. Too long a story on that one, if I could ask. I mean, Albert Finney...
The Danny Boy scene. John's
probably listening, and but so many other things. Just the conversations again. Offset. Well, I was drinking that. Wait a second. But the stories and the things they share and these people that you looked up to, and my partner in it, Al Mancini, God rest his soul, he was in, and Albert, but Gabe, there was so many like laughs and things. Gabe was filming off the set, and there was just so much. And John Turturro, I've worked and known for years, so we got to do that scene together and work together. And there's a lot of things I could tell you. And then having to all of a sudden come up with a song. And then what happened was they changed it. And another time I can tell you how I learned it going through customs.
But that really is you singing?
Yeah.
That's
what
so
happened
great.
Was why it doesn't look like it. I mean, people don't think, oh, yeah, not a singer, whatever. But I'm no genius. But what happened was that I did one that had this page, dun, da, 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 something I had learned in Northern Italy. And then they changed the song. And I had about 5 days to a week. And I was going up doing this film about the Boston busing and Honor Bound or something. I was going up to Toronto. And I had to learn it. And even I asked neighbors, and they said the dialect was so strange to them. But so you don't see it on my mouth much, because you go from back to that, to that, to that, and then the song in the film is da-da-da-da. And it was about Pavarotti's town. Ghirlandella is the song, if I'm pronouncing it right. And it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like, so it's very hard to match the mouth. So yeah. They had to do sideways and things. Ethan, I think, apologized to me. He said, we should have put you in the credits because people thought it was someone else, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got to be pretty obnoxious about it over the years. Mick Flanagan, a great line producer, said, if you ask Mike about Miller's Crossing, it's one of my favorite movies, but he'll immediately go, that was me singing, you know.
Oh, Mike Starr is here, ladies and gentlemen. He has been in such movies as The Bodyguard, Kill the Irishman, Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas. We'll have a couple more minutes with Mike after a very short break. And then Matt Miller comes up to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival. You got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Tonight, Light, I am Pete Schwabe. And Matt Miller comes up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival. We have a couple more minutes here with our guest, Mike Starr, an actor with so many credits. You know his work from The Godfather.
Not Godfather.
The Bodyguard. Goodfellas. The Bodyguard is I meant to say. Bodyguard, Goodfellas, Miller's Crossing. So many great credits. Mike.
Can I just tell you that Miller's Crossing, that was an example of where there was some comic things we did,
yeah.
You know, but not complete, but things like when he hits me in the face with the chair and how we set it up. And the Coen Bros were just so great to be around. They're just like, and I did a lot of off-camera humor with them too.
That's great. I'm not surprised by that because you seem like a real jovial guy who likes to laugh. It did surprise me a little bit, maybe just because of his character, but the Gabriel Byrne was someone who liked to crack up and be funny. So, yeah.
He had a very dry sense of humor. I mean, I even called him Howard, but he was great. He was He's very funny. He's really
That's
something.
That's so cool. Well, you'll have to come back because I'd love to do a deep dive on some of these things and you know, talk to you more about your process and all that kind of stuff. But before we let you go, can you give me, you know, you've got like almost 300 movie credits, TV credits. If someone said, Mike, what three films of yours should I watch? What would your answer be?
Oh, Lord. I find it hard to.
You don't like to leave anybody out, I could tell.
Yeah, and also, I don't like to call them my films either. I mean, there's different things where you know. I mean, I think Ed Wood is a great experience to see. Yeah. And I had done this comedy with Wolf Friends and The Deli, where I played a degenerate gambler, live with his wife. But I mean, the obvious ones are Goodfellas, Bodyguard, you know, Dumb and Dumber. So, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, The Natural was such a great experience, but I'd love to, geez, if you ever see Path to Paradise, where I actually played an Egyptian, a blue-eyed redheaded, one of the 93 World Trade Center bombers before that, which was very controversial at the time and known in 9/11, but it was a fascinating study they did. And then, but there's things that, like I said, did with Gene Wilder. And there are things that might not have been as well known. I mean, Black Dahlia was a great experience. Sometimes all the scenes, certain things don't get in the film, whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, and again, Goodfellas was just like one of the highlights. But you know, it's you don't consider yourself by any means a lead in some of these films. You know what I mean? So that's why it's funny. Films, I guess if you put it that way, films that you've been in. But there's so many that had wonderful experiences. I've been really lucky when you think about it. I just recently doing some things, and there's television shows that were just tremendous experiences, you know, whether they were Law and Order's Crime Story, you know, Ray Donovan, Shameless.
Yeah.
I got to be on Blacklist, and James Spader was just something to work with him and to work with Bill on Shameless, even though it's one scene, you know, it was. William was William so great.
Mason, yeah.
And Ray Donovan with John Voight and the whole crew on that.
What I love, Mike, too, though, when I was looking at your IMDb page, you've got a ton of projects that aren't even out yet. So you're still working hard. I would love to have you come back soon. And don't hit the gym too much, though, dude, because you look like a welter. You look like a welterweight. You're missing the intimidating.
Trying to get the linebacker weight.
There you go. Mike, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's great to meet you. And
thank you.
I'd love to have you back on sometime, buddy.
I really appreciate this. All right. Cass. Kids, all of them.
Keep up
those
the great
grandchildren.
Work. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mike. Have a great night.
Hey, Mikey. All right, kids.
All right. That's Mike Starr, ladies and gentlemen. Check out. Just go to his IMDb page. In fact, you know what? Let's bring our next guest in because I'm sure Matt has seen his share of Mike's films too. Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins us now, also on the stream. Matt, you got to hear part of that interview with the great Mike Starr. Talk about an actor. Like, we've got another actor in Wisconsin, Richard Reilly, with over 300 credits. Mike has, like, he's got to be pushing 300 credits just with films. And that's not even talking about the TV he did. I mean, what a great career.
Yeah, I think I actually pulled up his IMDb while you were doing that interview, and I think the number is like 249 on IMDb,
Jeez.
Which is wild. And I mean, to have a year in which you are in Goodfellas and Miller's Crossing in the same year, that's a pretty good way to live.
Absolutely.
Like, that alone would be a Hall of Fame year. And then, you know, there's the rest of his career to go with it. So that's kind of the dream career, you know, just like being memorable in movies, great movies.
Yeah.
Like what a great career to have.
Absolutely. And I think Miller's Crossing to me is, you know, I do these classic movie picks, and it's funny. I've got two Mike Starr movies. Last week I did Miller's Crossing. Jim Carrey's name came up, so I did Dumb and Dumber this week. But Miller's Crossing is a very underrated, not underrated, because I think people think it's great, but that film executed brilliantly, writing, directing,
Absolutely.
Acting, the look, the aesthetics, so great.
I mean, he's arguably in three modern great directors best movies.
Right.
He's in Miller's Crossing by the Coen brothers, which I think is probably top three Coen brothers. He's in Goodfellas, same, which I would say is like a top three Scorsese. And he's in Ed Wood, which I think is probably top three Tim Burton. Like,
right,
three people who invented like modern cinema and great of our times. And he was a part of all three of some of their best projects. That's a good way to live.
Absolutely. All right. So Matt Miller is here, folks, Milwaukee film critic. You can follow him at A Man About Film. He has a Substack there, does great work. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Studio right now by Green Bay Children's Museum Director of Business Development. But don't let that fool you, folks. She will take a gig at the Guggenheim or the Science and Industry Museum.
Yeah.
If there's like a signing bonus and a per diem, she can be swayed. It's great to have you with me tonight here on Nightlight. We've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? And I would say Betty White maybe is in the lead, or...
From her, since I've been here, there's been a lot of Betty Whites.
Three or four Betty Whites. Lee from DePere says over the text line, I heard Miss Heather likes Mai Tais.
Lee, I do. I do. This is a true statement, only if they do not have pineapple juice in them. Pineapple juice or orange juice should not be in a traditional Mai Tai. I mean, they can be, but yeah, I don't like, no.
Huh. Is that your favorite drink?
It's one of my favorites.
If you could only have one more cocktail.
You know what? It depends on where I am. If I'm listening to jazz, I want a really dirty martini, vodka martini. If I'm at a tailgate, I want a carbless. It just depends on where.
At first, I was hungry because I'm fasting and you brought in these Thai Brussels sprouts that I can smell.
So good. Sorry.
And now I haven't had a drink in like 2.5 years and all I can think about is a dirty martini.
Mm.
You are messing
me
up tonight.
Ron Jeremy dirty. Like, yes.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Speaking of prosthetics. Okay. Hi-yo. or not speaking of them. Steve from Sun Prairie. That's the 608. Steve says, my new bride, Anne, says Loretta Swit from MASH. That's a great one.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about MASH. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the new bride, Steve. And hello, Anne. Thank you guys for listening tonight. And then on the stream, PJ says, S.
S. Well, right back at you, PJ.
Am I missing something there?
S.
Unless it means money.
I don't know.
We need clarification, PJ. But thank you for playing. So we've got Heather Heil here. She is the Business Development Director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Give us another quick recap about the great event you have regarding tailgating and kids, because that sounds like fun. And then we're going to take our movie quiz.
You got it. Future season ticket holder tailgate event, Friday, April 25th, 9 to 12, sponsored by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. And you can bring your family. You can tailgate in our back parking lot and then come on into our museum. And we have a little mini combine. Sign up for season ticket holders. You can paint yourself up like a fan, make a mascot, you know, do all of the things. So it's really a fun day for the kids to get involved, burn off some energy, and take part in those traditions of something new that Green Bay is fostering this year.
You know what would be really funny is if you did this combine for kids and there's some kid that ran like a 3.8 40.
I know, we'd be like,
vertical,
whoa,
of like 50 inches or something, and the Packers,
I know people
saying, do you
I
really
know people, yeah, I could be like
you could be the agent.
Yeah,
what is getting on the Packers ticket list though? Was it like a 400? It's like,
yeah, it's still a
the
long
Greenland
list.
Shark, yes, will be born and die before you get your tickets,
you,
though, right?
You'll probably be 20s, 30s before you can get on that list. However, you still need to sign up to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Bring in those kiddos. Let's get this done.
Fair enough. Todd from DePere says, we're learning a lot, all in caps, about Heather tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of an open book,
okay,
though, aren't you?
I am, really. Whatever you want to know.
You don't. You've done radio before. You're yes. sort of open anyway about stuff, you know, because you've had quite a history, let's be honest.
I've never been up in a spaceship, though.
No.
Keep that your fingers I have crossed. Not. Yes.
All right. Let's take our. All right. Heather, we like to give these nightlight quizzes once in a while. We have some that are about Wisconsin or sports or mm-hmm. show business or whatever. You said I'd love to take a sports movie quiz.
I did say that, and then I immediately did you regret it.
Why?
Because I was like, if it's not like Field of Dreams or like movies I've seen, I don't know that.
I think you'll do okay.
How I'm going to do with this?
We kind of came
Can
up
Conrad
with this.
Can Conrad and I do this together?
No, because he created like half the questions, yeah. the other half yeah. are mine.
Shoot.
So, well, let's start with, all right, here's a Conrad question. All right. You ready? All right. This is ready, Conrad. You got the bell ready?
Say it,
right.
Can we get it in like a British accent, please?
Hold on a second.
You got this.
What 2.5 men actor played the Wild Thing in Major League?
Yeah, okay. No, you got
bad.
This.
I'm going to go with the American. What 2.5 men actor played the Wild Thing in Major League?
He was in 2.5 men.
It just says
Charlie
that.
Sheen.
I didn't even
see,
have to
I
read
gotta,
the...
You should see the smoke coming from my ears
no,
right
like,
now.
I didn't
gotta,
even
like,
have to
the
read
process.
The choice.
Yeah, I was going to say there's multiple choice.
This Conrad's questions are multiple choice. I'm not as forgiving.
Thank you, Conrad. Whew.
All right, here's another con question. What actor played Billy Bean in Moneyball? Is it... you want the choices?
I'm going to say it was the blonde-haired guy. He was in Ocean's 11 and 12, and he was really smoking hot, and he was married to Angelina Jolie. Is that the correct actor?
Well, here are your options.
Brad Pitt. I didn't even see it. Like, did you just see that? Like,
do you want to know how easy Conrad is making this? He says,
no, he's not. This
choices,
is hard.
But I didn't even have to read the choices. He said, A, Brad Pitt.
Just so smart.
B, Aaron Rodgers. C, Pete Schwabba. D, Jonah Hill.
I was going between Jonah Hill, but I couldn't come up with his name either.
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Globo Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship? Is it
Dodgeball? Okay, Conrad, was that a Conrad question?
Good Lord, Conrad. If this were an IQ test, you'd be an absolute rocket scientist
I know.
Right now.
I'm just three crushing
for three.
It. Crushing
but that's
it.
Good. We like our guests to do well. So you're 3 for 3 on the Nightlight Sports Movie Quiz. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, C, 42, D, John Wick 5, Dodgeball Assassination?
Wait, you got to make stuff.
No, I didn't.
What?
Or B, Dodgeball.
Oh, come on.
What was the question again?
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Global Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship?
What gym? It's called Average Joe's.
No, what movie do the Average...
Dodgeball.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did we not just ask that question?
No, you just asked that question.
You just asked me that question. So what's the question after that?
Round
there was
four.
Something about... I was like, who's been drinking?
Do you want me to do it?
I want to know.
You
know
what
the wine?
Up was the John Wick 5 Dodgeball Assassination. I think I gravitated
you up, yeah.
back.
I'm like, what is that?
All right, you're 3 for 3. Disregard that last question. This is why I don't host Jeopardy. Reason.
I think you're doing great, buddy.
Okay. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, B, Hoosiers, C, Pete Schwabba's Basketball 5, or D, Larry the Cable Guy on Ice?
A or B? I'm going to say not A, I'm going to say B. B.
Dodgeball is correct.
Dodgeball.
No, it is Hoosiers.
Yes.
Very well done.
Okay. Ooh,
if you haven't
on
seen
one.
Larry the Cable Guy on Ice, it is a spectacular show, by the way.
Wasn't there like a for real, like... Will Ferrell was on Ice. Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a sports movie.
That was a sports. He asked me those questions.
All right. Heather Heil is here. She's our guest. She is the business development director for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's taking our sports movie quiz here tonight.
It's okay. Here we go.
She is 4 for 4.
Okay.
Five
let's
for
pretend
five.
We're
no, 4 for 4.
The Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do the average Joe. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
What golf movie?
Oh, boy.
Stars Kevin Costner as Roy Tin Cup McAvoy?
Tin Cup? Tin Cup?
I don't even have to read the options.
Okay.
You know, somewhere Luke Mathers right now is like, oh, man, let me at that quiz, right? All right, here we go. She's 6 for 6. Heather Heil. What basketball movie stars Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
White Man Can't Jump.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. You're undefeated. You're 7 for 7.
It's because I'm athletic.
Can you dunk?
Look at me. I'm so... No.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the answers because I haven't read them. And then I go, oh, I'm excited for that question. Oh, we just read it. Because I saw you had Hoop Dreams as one of the choices. That's a phenomenal film.
I don't know if
what
I've
about Peach Schwabba Can't Dunk? That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Peach Schwabba could dunk.
She had a prosthetic, though. Why can't he just be himself?
I was one of the few basketball players on our team that wore a prosthetic, which was weird because I had shorts on. So it didn't really matter.
I was like, what's happening?
But it helped me dunk. I just couldn't dribble or pass or shoot. All right. What football movie based on a true story stars Sandra Bullock?
Blindside.
Wow. She's crushing this thing. We got to get the right questions. She's acing.
I was nervous. I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, we still felt bad after that Friends quiz we gave.
Well, but I came back and was crushed the other quiz.
Very well. Mm-hmm. All right. What movie stars Adam Sandler as Bobby Boucher?
Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell the story. I listened to podcasts, and there was, for college, I like Wisconsin teams. For pro, I'm a Chicagoan, or that's where I was born. So I was listening to a sports show, and there's a late night host there, and he was doing a draft over the phone and said, who do you think the Bears should draft? And one guy texts in Bobby Boucher from Southwest Missouri State, and the host didn't know the movie. And he was trying to play along, and he goes, well, Bobby Boucher, you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. Like, he had no idea what he was talking about.
But he just
went
with it.
And the other host played that over and over all day. Like, I almost felt bad for the guy.
That's funny.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Is Heather 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 8? She's crushing. All right. What 2024 movie stars Zendaya as a tennis coach and former player and has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champ?
I do not. Do we have multiple choice on this one? Okay.
Is it A, Challengers, B, Tennis Dudes? You got to at least make it sound realistic.
Like legit.
C, Tennis Threesome. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then D, Grand Salami Tennis. Mm-hmm. When I said make this easy for
Conrad,
Heather, I didn't mean she's not a toddler. Okay.
My face is flushed. It's not the wine. It's one, number one.
Chandler, Challengers.
I didn't know that one, though.
You didn't know that one?
I didn't know that one.
It's a very interesting movie. I liked it.
Okay.
What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? Is it A, Goonies?
No. Remember the Titans?
B, Rudy. C, Notre Dame Pride. And D, The Goonies 2.
Rudy.
Mikey goes to...
Rudy! 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 How about radio? We didn't talk about radio or...
Radio?
Now I have these.
That was one of the selections. You just, you didn't have to read the multiple choice for that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got more questions for Heather. We're going to do a very, very quick break. Folks, this break is so fast. You're not even going to blink, and we're going to be back. So don't go anywhere.
Jackie,
she's crushing the
quiz.
You're undefeated. You have a perfect attendance.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming right back. Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum taking our movie quiz, which will segue into Wisconsin sports
and
movies.
More. Okay.
It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's our space girl.
Yeah, nicely done, Conrad.
She went into space in
for
bell
eight
bottoms
minutes.
With five other women. And achieved absolutely nothing. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I dream of Jeannie's naughty sister, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is he referring to, Conrad?
Yeah, I don't
you have to scroll
that.
Back. Now I'm curious because I loved I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden, she was great too. Barb from Waukesha says Edie Falco in The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, oh, that's a great one. She's too. Fantastic. Good one.
Lee from De Pere, Elaine Benes. Our question of the night, folks, by the way, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And we've had all kinds of amazing answers. Barb from Waukesha also says, disregard my Edie Falco text. Those aren't sitcoms. It's been a long day. That's okay, Barb.
Yeah,
we weren't
going
to call you out. Isn't Nurse Jackie? Wasn't that a...
I think it was a sitcom, a drama. Doesn't
all right. That is the voice of Heather Heil. It's so fun to have Heather here. Like we always do. And, you know, Kristen Lyerly, you guys are like interchangeable almost as guests because you come on and you can just talk about anything.
I know. Actually, I was with her significant other and my significant other before I came here.
I will
here,
not say his name.
Craigers.
And no. Craig, that was not me. I have too much respect for law enforcement to call you by a name you don't want to be referred to.
My significant other said, so what are you guys going to talk about tonight? And I'm like, nothing that we talked about because I walk in there and it's bowl in the china shop. I'm it's, like, blah, 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 blah.
All bets are off. So, and I can't remember, did you introduce me to Kristen or she introduced me to you, I think?
She introduced, yep.
Because she was already kind of in the
correct
mix here.
I introduced her to Mino and Mayer and then she introduced me to you because she's like, I think you two need to know each other.
Can you introduce me to Mino and the Mayer?
I sure can.
You don't return my calls.
I can get you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. I'll slip you a double sawbuck for that. Thank you. All right. We've got a few more minutes with Heather, unless you want to stick around, which is fine, too.
No, I got to go. I got to watch some more TV.
You got to
finish my guitar documentary.
What's that?
The guy who owns the guitar shop, the famous guitar shop, they did a documentary on him. It's my documentary club.
Already
picture.
Bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
sorry.
It's awesome. He's like sold guitars to like anybody who's anybody. Yeah.
Is this local? Green Bay?
No, it's like California.
Okay. It was fun. Like when I lived out there, you could go into Guitar Center because I play poorly, but I once in a while, if I was bored or had time to kill, I'd go in and you could see like people like Slash.
Yes. So he would go to this place and like that's where they went and they let you actually play there. It wasn't like.
Yeah. You just pick
a
up
place.
A guitar.
Yeah.
And,
Norman's Rare Guitars?
Norman's Rare Guitars, Conrad.
That's good, huh?
The documentary I'm watching right now.
Is it a docu-series?
No, just a docu.
Just a mentory.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a mentory.
All right. Let's try to get a few more questions in. You're like, what is she, 10 for 10?
10 for 10. Right.
Smartest
now, here
guest
are the questions.
Ever.
Here are the questions that I came up with. These are not.
Multiple choice?
Multiple choice.
Boo.
Multiple guess. Let's start with movies that have Packer themes.
Okay.
This film shot in 2012 in and around Lambeau Field has a cameo by Green Bay Mayor at the time, Jim Schmidt, and has a certain yard line in the title of the film.
50-yard line.
Close.
40-yard line.
We'll accept that. It's 60-yard line.
60-yard line.
That's pretty good. That movie's 13 years old.
Yeah. That's the movie I was in an extra in. I should have known that
nice.
One. Yeah.
Okay. This movie that often references Green Bay Packers refers to their team colors and was just released a couple months ago in theaters.
Green and gold.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to.
We were
it
just
out.
Talking about that at dinner tonight too.
Oh, really?
I guess with Craigers.
Craig.
See.
I'm not going to give you this forum to insult my friend.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Are.
No.
Because you know every time I'm going to.
Well, he's your friend. Craig and I know each other, but not well. I mean, we went. Okay.
I'm trying to make you friends.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
My friends are your friends.
It's just like a blind date for a friendship. No, it's not the least bit awkward.
You're welcome.
All right, this 2012 film involving the Packers explores the last day or the last day of quarterback Brett Favre and includes Lambeau in the title. The whole title of the film is in what I just read, if you can remember it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called
Something About Mary.
Last Day.
The Last Day at Lambeau?
She got it.
Yeah,
she
that
is
one.
Still undefeated. All right, we're going to segue.
Oops.
These are movies that were just shot in, what?
You didn't do Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
he was so good.
He does great charity work. All right, in this 2009 film starring Johnny Depp as John Dillinger was shot around Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I saw this and I remember this. Multiple choice. I need...
All right. Multiple choice. We'll say... let's say The Omen.
Nope.
Major League.
Nope.
Public Enemies.
Yes. Public Enemies.
Very well done.
And they were in Minocqua and there were
bullet
holes and like the whole thing. Yeah.
That's right. Wow. Good memory. That's tough though when they're not... See, I don't coddle people like Conrad does. You are graded on a curve, but...
Well...
Okay. Wow.
Craig just
tough texted, room.
Craig just texted, oh, Jesus, Pete, please arrest Heather for me.
Never.
Citizens arrest.
Freedom.
All right, I'm doing my best here, Craig. This film starring Bob Uecker and Tom Berenger was shot primarily at Milwaukee County Stadium in 1989.
Is that the Major League? Yeah, it is.
You did that old
just
person thing.
Just a bit thing. Outside.
You did that old person thing. What? Were you out of the... Yeah, I'm going to get the cable.
The Major League.
I got the Google.
I was
have you
able...
seen the Batman?
No, I have not. Or the Twitter. Was able to, on a serious note, was just in Milwaukee and was able to pay my respects to Bob Uecker in the cemetery there. So that was quite an amazing experience.
Well, he's already buried there?
Like, he is, yep. And he was a military person, so it was like really impactful for me to be. Yeah. I wanted to meet him, and not the way I wanted to do it, but it was nice to thank him for giving a kid like me a chance in radio. And
can you imagine Bob Uecker in the military? Like, he must have been that guy, like Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Probably wisecracking and getting in trouble and having
such
to
do a funny
push-ups.
Guy.
Let's try to do this. Let's try to get a couple more in before we bring Dave, our brewmaster, onto the show. This film was released in the last few months. This film, which was released in the last few months, looks at the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series appearance, and it's titled after a famous Bob Uecker phrase.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Brewers.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Made by Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call.
I have not
Great
seen
film.
This. I didn't realize that.
I'm halfway
there was a
through.
Film. Yeah.
I watched it the other night, and then I got a phone call, but I'm going to go back to it. It's really, really good.
Okay, babe. Mark that
Check
down on
out.
Our list.
All right. This 1999 film, David Lynch film, is about a man unable to drive a car who rides a tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother.
Is this a film that just came out with the...
No, 1999.
No, nope.
The Straight Story.
Oh, The Straight Story.
Kanye, you got that
buzzer.
I'm playing music now, so I can't use
the buzzer.
All right, we're getting one more quick one here, right, Heather? This film from 1986, shot in and around Madison's UW campus, and stars Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah.
Back to School.
Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! We are coming right back. You are really good at quizzes.
I adore you. I know. Right.
Stick around if you want.
Man, I don't know.
All right, she may or may not be.
I got to go.
We're coming right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.